Welcome, 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 everyone. Here we are again on the A Bobby Buck promo show. And today, like we say, we're discussing the three E's, dialogue with the three E's of the education, entertainment, and economics. And today on this segment, I have no other than the main man in the theater industry, Mr. Melvin Ishmael Johnson. Welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Oh, welcome. Hey, I just want to say may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your families and the families of your listeners.
All right. I sure appreciate that. Yes, yes. So to start off right now, so you've been doing all right?
I've been doing fine. I want to have a shout out to my family down south in Greenville, Mississippi. My mom was in the hospital last week, but she's back at home. She's 102 years old. And my brother, he's in the hospital in Memphis. He have another surgery tomorrow. So I want everybody to keep him in our prayers, my brother Johnny Johnson.
Oh,
but wow. Yeah, besides that, I've been keeping business busy, writing a couple of new plays that I'm working on.
Okay, well, within the three E's, which one is the most important to you, or do you deal with all three?
All three, I think they are connected when you break it down, when you talk about education, when you talk about economics, and when you talk about entertainment. Let's start with education first.
All right.
The root word for education, where it comes from, if you go to the Bible, you see Moses, the name Moses, which means to draw out. That's the root word for education, which is to draw out the best quality of an individual. And so we know Moses, the whole teaching of Moses was based upon monotheism, you know, the concept of oneness, one God, as opposed to polytheism. Oneness created unity, whereas polytheism, the worship of many gods, always created confusion and separation, et cetera, like that. And when you come to education for descendants of the chattel slaves of America, you have to go to a book that was written almost 100 years ago, and it's still a very important book that we must get back to breaking that book down. And that book was called The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson.
Okay.
And he pointed out then what was happening then is you had the concept that had been developed by Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois at the time called the talented 10th, where he was pushing if 10% of the descendants of the chattel slaves of America get an education, they would reach out for the other 90%. But what Carter G. Woodson pointed out, and Dr. Du Bois accepted this, is that it's a type of education. And the descendants of the slaves of America, chattel slaves of America, were pursuing a westernized education. And what happened, this particular 10% had more in common with mainstream society than they did the other 90%. And so that's the situation we're in now.
Okay.
We have to turn that around. Education have to be based upon that 90%, not that little small bourgeois 10%.
There you go.
So, yeah, so that's it in relationship to education. And then when you talk about economics, you have to go, most people, when they try to examine economics, they're talking about capitalism, communism, probably with where Karl Marx developed the Communist Manifesto, probably 1848, 1849, something like that. But if you're gonna have an understanding of it, you have to go to the origins and then look at it now. And the origins of capitalism is the code of Hammurabi that was started by an individual named Nimrod, who put a value system up on what God had put out in nature. Up until that time, you didn't have that. So he developed that. That's the origin of capitalism. And it's very important to understand that capitalism, which is there's only two kind of economic systems that you have out here. It's the communal, which go all the way back to the creation of Adam and Eve, you know, of human beings. That was a communal system. They kept everything in common. They understood that it belongs to God, the life-giving creative spirit. And then after Nimrod, you had the competitive system, which is modern capitalism, what we have today.
Okay.
And for the descendants of the chattel slaves of America, it's very important to understand that, especially in the United States of America and where we at, Bobby, out here on the West Coast in Los Angeles,
yeah,
capitalism have evolved into what you call dual ethnic economic communities. And it's very, very important to understand that. And what that is that all of these different ethnic groups control the ethnic life of their community. They exist in that and they control that, what were the education, the business in their communities. And they also exist and compete in what is known as the shopping mall community, where all these ethnic groups meet and compete with each other. The difference is that the descendants of the chattel slaves of America only exist in the shopping mall community, and they have allowed all of these other ethnic groups to come in and control their particular community. Mm-hmm. And that's what drew the balance out in relationship to that. And so it's very important for us to straighten that out. There's a lot of good thinkers out here. I think one of the best books that talk about that, you had a book called Plural But Equal by Harold Cruz, who started writing this book in the 70s and the 80s. But the what I think the best books out, the best person talking about that now is Dr. Claude Aniston.
Okay.
In his particular book, Powernomics, etc., a series of books that he have written. Because it's very important for us. We're just wasting our time if we don't understand what I just mentioned about the dual ethnic economic community and begin to take control of our community, make all of the decisions for the descendants of the chattel slaves of America should be made by the descendants of the chattel slaves of America within their community. And then at the same time, we should be training people within our community to compete in that shopping mall community.
Okay.
See, right. Because if you look at descendants of the chattel slaves of America, try to go into some other communities and compete. You know, the Asian community, the Jewish communities, and see what kind of chance you got with that. So that's in relationship to economics. The final one is entertainment. And it's another problem that we run into that we don't understand that in the 30s, the latter part of the 30s, after the Depression, we had what we call the Federal Theater Project. And what we had almost a national theater company, but the government destroyed that because they felt there was too many communists involved. And then right after that, the descendants of the chattel slaves of America made an attempt to form a national black theater company based upon four things. It was supposed to be for us, by us, near us, and about us. And see, and you had a conflict between the playwrights and the actors on whether it should be a playwright's theater or actor's theater. And we were never able to put that together. So that should be the foundation of anything we're talking about with entertainment, because if we had to put that together in the 40s, then we would have TV shows. We have TV stations. We have radio stations. We'd be ready to compete on the internet and all of that. See, so we need that now. Yeah, we need, because what a national theater company, a national black theater company would do, it would add to glue to all of these descendants of the chattel slaves of America that you got in different portions of the United States, in Chicago, in Memphis, in Mississippi, out here where we at now. If we had that, we need that, because we're heading in the direction of reparation. Where the descendants of the chattel slaves of America, reparation is coming. They can't stop that, because the descendants of the chattel slaves of America is becoming conscious of their history and how, from an economic point of view, they were the one who really built the wealth that this country has. And I think reparations is coming, but unless we develop our communities, you know, I don't care how much reparation you give to the descendants of chattel slaves of America, the capitalistic system over a period of time will have that right back in their pocket. And see, this will be a time where we need that national black theater company all over the United States, which will be the glue to help put our community back together. And I got a book coming out probably sometime in September, October, which I've created models on how to achieve that. And that will be the name of the book is Black History National Theater Manual. And it's how to create the Charles Gibbon National Theater Company. And Charles Gibbon was a historic actor during the 20s that a lot of people should know about. So that's my take, Bobby, on those three things. When you're talking about education, when you're talking about economics, when you're talking about entertainment, they're all tied together, and none of this is new. We just got to start listening to these heavyweights that laid the theory. When you're talking about Carter G. Woodson, Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, Paul Robeson, you know, these are your great thinkers that we got to connect this generation with that to let them know that, hey, the people have already laid the plans. We got to stop acting like we don't know what to do. And just like what I mentioned earlier about the miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson, that should be in the hand. That should be in every household around here in the United States of America. Okay. And then Powernomics by Dr. Claude Anderson. Yeah, that should be in. That should be right next to the Bible and the Quran, and the Torah. You know, that our people have on the shelf, and we got to start studying these things.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what. If I can do some more shows and some more topics at a later time, and we can really work on moving toward that arena, because like I say, I do want to move more myself toward the economics part. Like, I'm working on a movement called Out the Box Economics.
Yes.
And I want to bring that to our community and even go abroad. But like I say, our house is the one that's on fire right now. So we the one that need the water hose. So yeah, so now we can work on some things, and we're going to make it happen one way or another. We got
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got you. Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate you coming on today to give your information and let people know about what you believe in with the three E's. Thank you for doing the 3E dialogue. And we're going to be out of here, y'all.
All right, Bobby.
All right. We out.
We out.